Welcome to the Hollywood Outsider, an award-winning weekly entertainment podcast. On this episode, it's time to look at Summer TV 2023. Let's get on with the show. Vroom, vroom. That was stupid. I don't know why I did that. All right. So my name is Aaron Peterson. Joining me today, my fellow host, John Davenport.
Are you going to leave the fact that you thought your own little thing was stupid in the show, or are you going to get that out?
Oh, yeah. That's staying in.
All right.
I might even take out my remark that it was stupid and just let it ride.
You know right. What I'm I think you should.
Yeah.
Oh, and hi, everybody.
Troy Heinrichs.
What's up?
Amanda Sink. It's just a question mark these days.
Hello. I'm here. I'm alive. I've survived.
Are you in the Arctic? Because people can't see you, but you're wearing a blanket for some reason.
Oh, I'm wearing a Snuggie. I'm not wearing pants today, so I thought I would cover for you guys just in case.
All right. Well, I'm grateful then.
Yeah.
You're
weird. Welcome.
That got weird. Not as weird as the French kissing from last episode, but still weird.
Yeah.
Boy, did you miss out, Amanda. My God. What just happened? Remember, you can always find more information at thehollywoodoutsider.com. You can join our Facebook group over on Twitter at BuyPopcorn. And Amanda, is there anything? How you been? It's been a minute.
Sick with COVID.
Again?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a thing anymore, right? Like they said it was over.
They said it wasn't, but it is.
So it's not.
I personally, my body is not feeling like it's over, is all I'm saying.
It takes a long time. It was like 3 months before I felt like even decent again.
I just got my full sense of smell back 2 months ago, and I'm not even kidding.
Is that when you realized you hadn't showered since you got it?
No, but it was, I got sick with it. I think it was like October. No. Yeah, like October, November of 2020. And so for the past 2.5 years or whatever, I have not had my full sense of smell until 2 months ago. Now I got COVID and it's partly gone again.
Really?
Yeah. It's really unfortunate.
Looks like this is the wrong time for her to quit sniffing glue, right?
I'm saying all those drugs I was huffing before really got to me.
I'm sorry, Amanda. It was a line from a movie that Aaron and I know. Yeah.
I could tell.
It was probably before you were born.
Born?
Yeah.
Usually.
Airplane was definitely. Yeah, Airplane's like. Oh,
yeah.
It's almost 50
that
years
was 60s
old.
Or 70s. Or,
it was not.
No,
1980.
It was not. It was 1980.
Yeah. Something. All right.
60s or 70s.
What kind of monster are you?
Jesus Christ. I ain't got time for that. Well, you know what we got time for? TV! We did summer movie preview a couple weeks ago, and I believe it was Troy. It was really bitchy that we couldn't talk about television. So I said, we'll make sure that summer TV is added at some point. And since, you know, it's time for summer, let's talk about TV. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go through and read the description and the date and when it comes out, and then we're going to discuss the shows that are coming out this summer, and then we'll be able to talk a little bit about the returning shows you guys are looking forward to. We'll do new shows, then we'll do some return shows. But since this is a big deal to you, Troy, how do you feel about this summer of television?
I don't know. I'm still on last summer because there's just so much to
watch. Then why did you want to talk about it?
Because I need to know what else I got to add to my list that I'm going to be behind on and get to at some point in 2030.
Oh, God, I'm already stressed out for him.
I was just looking at the, like, I feel that this is longer than the summer movie preview.
It's not. Trust me, it's not. But it feels close, man. It really, really does.
There's a lot coming out. And a lot of it is actually pretty decent looking. And that's the problem.
It is
so much good.
It's really a problem. It's starting to, you know, and this is why John keeps supporting the writer's strike. I'm not quite sure exactly what your stance is on it, but I know it's wrong, whatever it is.
Oh, no, I'm in support of the writer's strike just so that I can have more time to watch stuff. And because we're going to have at least a year and a half to 2 years of things that aren't really worth our time after this writer's strike. It gives me from now until 2025 to watch all the stuff that has been sitting on the back burner.
Let me ask you, when do you guys plan on catching up on all this stuff you plan on watching when you gleefully rewatch the same shows over and over and over again?
That's a great question, Aaron.
I do not.
Nobody
watch,
has an answer.
I do not rewatch shows. For the record.
The hell you
How,
don't.
When was the last time you watched an episode of Lost? Or Alias? Or Psych?
Or How I Met Your Mother?
5 years now?
For all of those, it's been 5 years.
That's a lie.
Since you've watched any episodes.
Hang on, I called Maury. Maury said, that's a lie.
Psych, I've watched a couple. Uh-huh. I was getting ready for the movies.
Still a rewatch. I'm just saying.
No, it's been a
year since I've watched How I Met Your Mother. It's been a year.
I don't think even that's accurate.
No, that's true.
But you rewatched all 8 seasons when you watched it, though.
Let's put rewatch in quotations.
I feel like he talked about it like 4 months ago when I was listening to an episode I wasn't on.
He talks about it every other week. And now
talk about it. Doesn't mean you have to rewatch it.
I know it's been about a year since the last time I rewatched it. And I'm going to say rewatch in quotations because it's just on. It's just on because it's a warm blanket to put on every now and again that I can, at this point, I can tune in and out of and not have to pay attention to. But again, warm blanket makes
blankets.
Me comfortable.
Don't you ever want to wrap up in another blanket? Maybe a different Snuggie?
No, I don't. Right now, I'm doing a full rewatch of Farscape. So, you know, I have no ground to stand on right now.
Yeah, you literally just, yeah.
Now, when you do a rewatch.
You're rewatching a show you've already watched.
Watching a single episode is not doing a rewatch. Doing a rewatch is like in a full season or the full series at a minimum.
Like it's freaking law then. Well, that's the way it is.
There's Moses and then there's Troy.
That's right. And mine has 3 tablets.
Right.
You would have 3 tablets.
No, but like my friend was watching Fringe for the very first time. And I actually wanted to watch Letters of Transit because I wanted to remember all the fun stuff with Desmond in there and everything. And Georgina Hagg's character is in there. So I watched that one episode, episode 419 of Fringe, but I didn't watch all of Fringe. That would be a rewatch. Checking out, trying to remember a specific episode, to have a conversation
Your math
with somebody.
Is weird.
Yeah.
Is that a rewatch?
If you saw it before and then you watch it again, that's a rewatch, period. It just is.
episode.
It's still rewatching something. You could have watched something new. That's an hour of something you could have watched new.
How long are we going to keep on going with this bit? Because so far, I think we're getting pretty close to the line on this one.
I don't know.
Summer shows are looking good for me.
Okay.
But not in terms of returning, actually, and new.
What do you mean?
Really?
Like, I think the lineup for new shows looks better than any of the... Well, we are talking summer TV, Troy. Like, there's not that much that returns in the summer that's good.
There's a lot
of... You have the Kardashians.
There's a lot of...
You have Ninja Warrior. I don't care about either of those.
Is Vanderpump Rules coming back? Because that show seems to be on a lot these days.
That sounds naughty.
I think you're watching the wrong channels. Or maybe that's the problem. You're still watching channels instead of streaming.
Troy, I don't have cable. Yeah. I'm poor.
All we watch are streaming these days, man.
Wait,
really,
if you're watching a whole bunch of streaming, you're not poor.
It's cheaper than cable.
You
man.
Are when you use everybody else's account, brother.
Yeah.
Get better friends, not more friends. Get better friends.
Get friends with passwords. That's what you got to do. Right.
That may be fair.
Friends.
So it's Aaron at thehollywoodoutsider.com.
I ain't giving my password to nobody. I share so many other people's other passwords. All right. So let's start with the shows that are coming out. We're going to go in order as we know them. Obviously, dates are subject to change, just not channels because those are locked in. So the first one is High Desert, Apple TV Plus, May 17th. After the death of her mother, Peggy Newman decides she is going to become a private investigator in her small town of Yucca Valley, California, despite her checkered past. Peggy is played by Patricia Arquette. Amanda, you excited about this? Do you want to see this? Sound good?
So when you read the description, that feels a little different from, like, tonally from what I see in the trailer.
Agreed.
Which is my first reaction. Because when I read this, it almost sounds like a darker Kristen Bell, Veronica Mars situation. Mm-hmm. When you watch the trailer, you're like, oh, that's not what this is at all.
What was your take on the tone then?
My take on it is, what is that beautiful, wonderful actress who is in Legally Blonde?
Reese Witherspoon?
No, the other one. She's really crazy and outrageous and extreme. She did the bend and snap.
Reese Witherspoon.
Anyway,
Stifler's mom.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's, shit.
Is it? Is her name all shit? Is it, or is it Jennifer Coolidge? Is it
all
shit?
It's Jennifer Coolidge.
Wait,
yes,
wait, wait.
Thank you.
No, it's oh shit or Jennifer Coolidge. Which one are we going with?
I didn't say oh, I said ah.
Ah, shit. Stifler's mom.
Ah, shit. Right, Stifler's mom.
Thank you for the reference. So yes, that's the vibe I got, but not in a good way. And that comes down to, and this is, I really don't mean to sound really crass and cruel when I say this, but it does come down to Patricia Arquette. I think if you would have cast anybody else in this role, who would have had a more engaging lead personality, then I think I would be all hands on deck, even with the type of comedy that's at play in the writing. I think it really comes down to her, and maybe she's just not my type of actress. I'm not sure if that's it, but took away my interest.
I think I agree with you, actually. I don't dislike Patricia Arquette, but there's nothing about it that made me go, I want to see it, you know, and it should, because really the description alone is right in my wheelhouse.
I was going to say, until you see the trailer, the description actually kind of feels like Big Sky.
A little bit.
In a way.
Sure.
Yeah. More of a thriller or drama.
Mystery.
Rather than like
a comedy.
Almost satirical comedy.
What are you going to do? Gremlins, Secrets of the Mogwai.
Gizmo.
May 23rd, HBO Max. Set in Shanghai in the 1920s. 10-year-old boy named Sam finds a Mogwai named
Gizmo
and sets out to return Gizmo to his home. Along the way, Sam, Gizmo, and a thief named Ellie encounter numerous monsters and spirits, and I assume that doesn't mean whiskey. John, you're a big cartoon guy. You like the Gremlins?
I checked out this trailer, and I thought, okay, let's see what they're going to do with it. And it seems like they're going to do some very interesting adding to the, I don't know what you want to call it, the
mythology?
Canon of what the Gremlins are all about. And that looks like a really fun story. The animation style, I'm a little hit or miss on because it feels very stiff to me when I watch it, but it could be something that's going to be a lot of fun. It's HBO Max, it's or whatever it's going to be called by the time this comes out. Who knows?
I was going to say, we need an editorial correction because on May 23rd, it is no longer HBO Max.
It's just Max.
This is the launch series for the Max service.
Somebody is coming in with this fast.
Oh, well, let's play a game called Lottie.
Pick your nose and look at it.
No, there was a dog hair on the microphone.
I mean,
it looked like you were doing that.
Did you think my nose, or like picking my nose is that long and goes down to my chin? Because that's where the hair was located.
It just looked like you were doing that thing when you pick your nose and you're just rolling the booger around in your fingers.
Oh my God. Anyway, back to the good part.
I'm going to check this out for an episode or two, though. It looks like it could be a lot of fun. It's also very geared to kids, so we'll see.
Which is the main reason why they actually changed the name of the network, because HBO screams adults, but Max will scream more for children.
Thank you, Troy.
You don't know that's
because
true.
It's less letters? What is the math behind this?
He's just pulling this out of his ass. Why does it say this anymore? No. Give me a quote.
On the rebrand of the CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery, J.B. Perrette has said, "We all love HBO, and it's a brand that has been built over 5 decades to be the edgy, groundbreaking trendsetter entertainment for adults, but it's not exactly where parents would most eagerly drop off their kids."
God damn it.
I
hate when he gets one.
I know. Doesn't it make you mad? Like, he really felt like he pulled that out of his ass.
Yes. You can't tell the difference with this dick.
Yeah.
Because HBO Max is like my favorite service, so I had to make sure I had all the answers because everybody kept coming to me like, is HBO going away?
All right, well, let's go to Disney Plus then. American Born Chinese. Go ahead. Make some jokes. May 24th. Centers on a high schooler struggling with his school and home life who becomes involved in a battle between gods of Chinese mythology. Stars Michelle Yeoh, Ben Wang, Stephanie Su. God, this is a Everything Everywhere All at Once reunion. Daniel Wu and Ki Hai Kwan. My God. Looks awesome.
And it looks so totally dope. It's amazing. And even though you just read that, and if you read it, it would kind of sound like it's a cartoon. It's not a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually live action, and it looks badass. It's like Everything All Everywhere All at Once meets Big Trouble in Little China meets High School Musical. It's so off the wall amazing. It'll get me back to Disney Plus.
I love that you threw High School Musical in there. That's
I know,
good.
That's so weird.
Yeah, but
that's apropos, though.
Yeah, really, yeah, no, yeah. I understand. But it's, also, we didn't, I don't think we touched too much on who the creator, the mind behind it is. So it's coming from the director of Shang-Chi, and that's Destin Daniel Cretton.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the film so much. It truly was one of the better Marvel movies that I had experienced because I've had so much like kind of Marvel fatigue. And that kind of vision with this cast, like that combination, feels nearly unbeatable.
Yeah, it could be a juggernaut for sure.
It is unbeatable at the Oscars. Because they all won. I just think it's great that they're so quickly reunited. You know, and I'm just trying to be fair. I don't know if that's a product of not enough Asian casts in film and TV today, or if that's just because they wanted to get back together and work together. But they did gel together great. They spent so much time on the award circuit, and they always seemed like they actually were a family, that they were really going through something together. So I'm glad that they're reconnecting right away.
I'm waiting for the Jamie Lee Curtis cameo at some point as a teacher at school.
Gotta happen. Got to happen. The Clearing, May 24th, Hulu. Hulu is inspired by the darkness of real-life cults in Australia and around the world. Stars Teresa Palmer from Discovery of Witches, Miranda Otto, who's a wonderful actress, she's been in a ton of things, and Guy Pearce, one of my favorites. This is on my list simply because I love the idea of some true crime in Australia about cults. It's just, everything about it sounds fascinating, and I love the cast.
This looks pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about it, too.
Hey, you're my true crime guy.
Yeah. True crime guru.
True crime.
Book was apparently pretty good, so I'm interested to see how this story is going to unravel. I have a little bit of hesitation because I feel like we've had so much of this type of content over the last probably 6 years.
Crime?
Partly. Murder, well, death, no. The cult piece of it. Mm. Like, we've had so much cult content and not in the good way.
What's the good way? Like Tom Cruise?
Well, just like cult classics.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's, you're using two different words there.
I know I am.
She knows that.
But that's okay.
That was the intent. I understood the intent.
It was. Thank you.
Don't mansplain. That's
so bad. I'm a little hesitant that this is going to be something that we've seen before, regardless of where the origins of the story come from. But that being said, I am looking forward to it. I think the trailer was a nice tension builder and had great setup to getting us interested to see where it goes.
Man, I'm stoked for this next one. Stoked. I love Neighbors. I love Neighbors. Platonic. May 24th, Apple TV Plus, It's a Neighbors Reunion, tells the story of a pair of childhood friends who reconnect as adults and find their friendship consuming and destabilizing. And it stars Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne, who I love, both of them. Amanda, are you excited?
Hell yes. You guys know I love Seth Rogen, despite how many feel about him. And Rose Byrne is phenomenal.
That's my Seth Rogen. Even- Sorry.
Even if she's not your favorite actress, I feel like nobody truly dislikes her.
Okay. What kind of monsters do you think we are? Like, Rose Byrne is she's a treasure.
Well, I didn't mean you three specifically. I meant you as in people listening.
She's not really appreciated as much as she should be.
She's not.
She's not. Absolutely not. Agreed.
And everything she's in, she's so much fun. She's so engaging. Her comedy is beyond what I would expect. I guess, like, when I first see her, I anticipate someone who's a little bit more coy and shy and reserved, but she has such a, I don't know, beautiful balance of personality that makes her really enjoyable to watch. And the two treasure of them together are hilarious. Hilarious.
She also has an all-around talent. I mean, she is a great dramatic actress. She's a great comedic actress.
Yeah, I think she was
another Apple show. She's what, Physical, I think is what it's called. I haven't got a chance to watch it, but it's definitely on my list. And she just
thank God for that writer's strike, right?
Yeah.
John. God damn it, John.
Damn it.
If you're listening for the first time ever, we support writers.
Absolutely.
I support them all. I support them 100%. You guys keep picketing.
You're almost supporting them to like the strike too much.
Yeah, no, you know what? I'm going to start sending them pizzas every other day. That's where I'm at. That's like, I'm going to.
So you're the Pete Davidson of regular citizens?
I'm going to DoorDash them a couple of like Taco Bell chalupas and see where we go with this.
Wow.
Big you couldn't even upgrade them.
Big spender. Here's some chalupas. I hope you guys don't have the shits. Enjoy your line.
Hey, if Taco Bell can make Scott Clark interesting, I can't wait to see what happens to
holy
private
snap.
Jokes shade thrown. God damn.
That's a lot of shade. That was heavy shade.
Mm.
was that I had to stretch for that one, really. I had to like
okay, well,
get myself ready.
Moving on, because John's being a dickhead. FUBAR, Netflix, May 25th. Buddy cop comedy is centered around a father-daughter duo that discovers they both secretly work for the CIA and end up on the same mission. So basically, it's True Lies without the strip dance, I hope. It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Monica Barbaro.
I am excited for this. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger doing one of the things that Arnold Schwarzenegger does best, which is somewhat action-y comedy. And I can't wait to see him do this sort of thing.
Somewhat because he might hurt himself these days.
Right. He could hurt himself.
He's still in better shape than all four of us combined.
All right. Anyhow, that's debatable. But
No, it's not, John. It's not. I promise you it's not. It's not. I don't care how many times you go to Orange Fitness or whatever it is. You're not topping Arnold Schwarzenegger, buddy. Sorry.
I mean, not Orange Theory.
Whatever it is.
Anyhow.
I'm just glad you didn't say A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. Well, that's what it feels like, for sure.
There's a great... It does sometimes feel like that because it's almost like... Talk about cults. Anyhow, there's a great commercial for this or trailer for this where him and Monica are at a couples therapy together for some reason. And so they're giving each other... The therapist gives her a puppet that looks like him and gives him a puppet that looks like her. And they're having this great banter back and forth about how bad their relationship is. And it's just such a funny little scene. And Arnold is just selling it 100%. I can't wait to see this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited because, I mean, Monica did a great job in Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, she was so good.
She can play this part, I think, of the CIA agent. It gives me the goosebumps for like a Victor Garber, Jennifer Garner days of Alias. I think it'll be a fun romp.
For FUBAR, I think this looks cute if it were a movie. I don't know that I necessarily need this as a TV show. But regardless, I am excited to see Arnold back into some things.
Yeah, I miss having Arnold run. You know, he's got a documentary coming out about himself on Netflix as well.
I don't know how I feel about that. That's kind of how I feel about the Jeremy Renner documentary interview thing.
Well, it's just too close to home. We don't.
No, it was just, it rubbed the wrong way, man. It rubbed me the wrong way. Ooh. It felt a little like Hollywood.
Hang on. This is interesting. This is what gets you kicked off the podcast, I bet you. Go ahead. Throw some shade at Jeremy Renner. Guy who survived being attacked by a snowplow.
Attacked? He jumped on it. He's the one who stepped on it.
To save a child.
He wasn't in danger.
The child was in danger. He went and jumped on. Yes, he was.
He wasn't really in danger. And then the kid still ended up getting hit by this thing, right? So what was the point?
Not nearly as bad as a kid would have gotten hit if Jeremy did not jump.
All his body did is like provide a thump in the road.
Talk about a hot take.
I'm sorry. But, and like,
his body went through renovations.
Stop. Wow. That was really good. That was really good. But he also, like, he's
I love
kind
you,
of,
Jeremy Renner.
I love him too, but I also felt so much like, is this really a hero story? Is it more of just like a really tragic accident type of thing? And so, doing a whole like interview for an accident and kind of making it seem like it was a heroic thing.
So you're trying to say that somebody who has a horrific accident like he did and survives and actually comes out of it shining and being nice to people and being awesome about it, that is not a hero's journey? What kind of monster are you?
I wouldn't say that the act of him jumping onto a moving
to
massive
save a child.
Snow cat who wasn't really that much
he's
in danger.
He's an adult, number one. He's not a child. It's his nephew, but he's not a child. He's an adult.
He's like 17 years old.
I mean, John's painting this whole picture of John McClane
like
just
a four-year-old
jumped
stuck
in front of
the
road.
Bomb.
Yeah. To save his 3-year-old that's just wandering around in the woods in the snow.
He just
John,
keeps getting
let me
younger
ask you this. Let
time.
Me ask you this. Did you watch the 60-minute interview?
God, no.
Okay, I need you, because that is truly what changed my understanding of what happened. Like, the way it is detailed in that interview made me realize what the media put out there, the coverage in the news and all that stuff, and even from, like, his peers, is not exactly what happened. We're missing some key details that are presented in the
interview. But it is amazing that he survived.
It really is amazing. It's tremendous. His journey to recovery is amazing. I mean, he is able to walk in. That's all through his own passion and drive and motivation and determination. And I think that is an incredible story. It's the media that I'm like, is that really what happened, though?
Because they're trying to make him seem like an actual Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy your hot take. Welcome back.
God, Jesus Christ. I came back for an episode and now I'm going to be shunned for the rest of my life.
Yeah, we tried to save you from yourself.
I didn't try at all. Yeah. All right. So The Idol, June 4th, Max, not HBO Max, a rising pop star who finds herself in a complicated relationship with a self-help guru and modern day cult leader. Cults Again, created by Sam Levinson, Riza Fahim, and Abel The Weeknd Tesfaye. Stars alongside Lily Rose Depp, Johnny Depp's kid. Troy?
Yeah, these are from the peeps that made Euphoria. Euphoria soundtrack is excellent. This soundtrack is going to be killer. It's going to be an amazing look at what 90s pop wars were between like Britney and Christina Aguilera. I think this looks fantastic. As the trailer said, give me more. Because it's going to be fantastic.
Wow. I didn't know it's from the Euphoria people.
That's literally in the trailer.
Yeah, it's in the trailer. This one's going to be a pass for me. There's some weird things that have been happening when it comes to this story that I don't want to see the kind of depictions they're planning on doing with this.
Is it drug addiction, right? A lot of that? Again.
This one is like rape and all that. Ooh. But yeah.
Ooh.
So that gives me a hard freaking pass. But what I was gonna say is that when I first saw where the trailer was going, I was like, whoa, what's this gonna be? Because the production was really interesting and it reminded me of Euphoria, and then I saw that where it was like from the creators of Euphoria.
See, I didn't see it. I was like, first trailer I saw, it was a while ago.
Maybe only saw like a teaser and I saw a full trailer. Yeah, maybe something like that happened.
Trailer number 4 is probably the best trailer so far.
I wasn't keeping track.
You weren't invited to that
one. I saw the first trailer and I said, that's not for me.
Yeah.
But then I kind of realized like the way he is presenting women in his shows, Sam Levinson, I should specify.
Not good.
It's really rubbing me the wrong way. Like Euphoria, I'm not going to lie to you, I really enjoy the show, but that's primarily from Zendaya's perspective and the addiction and the effect it has on relationships. The way that I guess he just overly sexualizes unnecessarily the women in the show predominantly really is starting to bother me. And I saw that again in this trailer where I was like, why do women have to be this particular way for his shows? Why does he make this decision? And so I kind of got rubbed the wrong way. And then I saw Dan Levy and I was like, you jerks. Now I have to watch it. Now I have to watch it. And this is really rude.
Well, let me know how it goes, because like, so I never checked out Euphoria. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's about high school girls getting high and banging a bunch of dudes, right?
It's about
late 20-year-olds playing high school girls.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's ultimately, though, TV.
I mean, that's typical TV. Ultimately,
the characters themselves are teenagers.
Right. I don't care if they're 20 plus or whatever. They're playing this high school as overly sexualized and drug addled. And as much as I'm not a prude, I don't have time for that kind of television.
You're watching it for Zendaya, and you're watching it for Fez. Man, Fez is the best.
I love Fez. It's just not a show for me. I don't watch shows about addiction because I grew up around it and I don't really need to watch TV. Pretend like it knows what it's talking about.
Oh, the confrontation episode in season 2, Aaron.
It actually really does know what it's talking about, and that's what's scary and also like drawing for it. However, again, that I feel like is a completely separate piece of Euphoria, separate from the sexualization of the women.
I'll tell you what, everything I hear people talking about is the sex and the nudity. That's what.
Yeah, they care about the boobs.
Yep, lots of. Yeah,
and they're good boobs, but that's all they care about.
Right, good boobs.
I mean, we all know it. You know it. And you haven't even watched the show.
I don't know. I didn't go Google pictures.
I bet you a dude sent them to you. Here's what's on the new episode. You watched this yet?
Nope. I'm good. moving on. The Lazarus Project, June 4th, TNT. That's right. I said TNT, so you got to find it, I guess. George is recruited to a top secret organization dedicated to preventing mass extinction events, which can only make time go backward, or which can make time go backward. However, he finds himself having to choose to stay loyal or go rogue when faced with the power to rewrite the past and what is worth sacrificing to do so. Now, I added it here for two things. One, TNT said that they are done with scripted dramas, yet here we are once again with TNT and scripted drama. And two, it's actually a really cool concept, but I have to wonder who the hell would really want to watch this, knowing it's on TNT and they've said they don't want anything to do with scripted drama. Who would watch it?
Some guy stuck in the country somewhere because TNT is his favorite channel.
And doesn't have internet access.
Right.
I mean, is it going to show up on Max also?
It could, possibly. I don't know if all of TNT's shows end up there, though. You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. It's not saying that it's going to be on Max currently. Maybe down the road.
I feel like this would be a really good show for me to put on as, like, background noise. Like, something you're, like, somewhat paying attention to when things are happening, but all of the unnecessary parts, you're, like, busy baking muffins or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. What I don't get is they decided not to air the final season of Snowpiercer, but they're sticking with this. It's just, I don't understand what TNT's plan is. Like, do you have a plan? It sounds
that
like you have no plan.
That part is a good point.
Weird. All right. The Crowded Room. June 9th, Apple TV Plus. Tom Holland. This is another true crime situation with more possible cults. I don't know. Crowded Room is a psychological thriller set in 1979 Manhattan. It tells the story of Danny Sullivan, who's a young man who was arrested for a very heinous crime, and Marlon Reed, so Amanda Seyfried, the investigator tasked with solving the mystery behind it. This is why Tom Holland grew his hair all long and ugly. So
yeah, not a good choice for him. Mm-mm. But the series looks phenomenal. Like, this is my number one I'm looking forward to the most. I would probably put this on my top for the year, actually.
What? Really?
In my top 10 for the year, for sure. This looks like a really great show. The story seems really interesting. I'm behind all of that. You have two fantastic talents. I'm going to be honest about Tom Holland. I had some reservations, but he seems to have matured for this series. And that's probably just the way his other characters have been written. So I haven't seen him perform in enough of dramas in relation to his more comedic, youthful roles. He was really great in that one Netflix show that came out in the last couple of years. I'm terrible with names, but that show or that movie was really great. He was really great in it. And so I do have faith in him for this. And Amanda, I have zero doubts about. So I'm looking forward to seeing the mystery unravel on top of their dynamic and seeing how deranged or potentially aggressive Holland got after we see that one scene of him in the trailer.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this, too. It seems like it's going to be a great vehicle for Tom Holland to really show what he's capable of. And the imagery from the 70s in which they're portraying looks spot on. And you know what? Amanda Seyfried, she has been in hiding or something. I'm glad whatever court case that she was getting ready for is over with. And I want to see what she's going to start doing these days.
Yeah, I mean, and Holland was great. And what was it, Aaron? The Devil All the Time?
Devil All the Time, yep.
Yeah.
That's the show.
That's the one I was mentioning.
Yeah. Right.
Really good.
I was just telling you that, Amanda.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For keeping up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is going to be, it's going to be good. I'm excited for this one.
Speaking of keeping up, John, she had a TV show literally last year that did pretty good.
She did.
Did she? Mm-hmm. What was it?
The Dropout.
Mm-hmm. She had nominated for an Emmy.
Speaking of keeping up.
You'd know that if you weren't watching How I Met Your Mother again.
It wasn't a writer's strike last year, Amanda. That's what you didn't know.
Yeah. See, you know, I think you're lying to me.
Okay. Moving on, the full.
Oh, that's
the full.
Oh,
Monty.
Wait, that's the Theranos one. Okay, no, that's the Theranos one. I remember it now.
Sure you do. The Full Monty, Hulu, June 14th, taking place 25 years after the original. Follow the same band of brothers as they navigate the post-industrial city of Sheffield and society's crumbling healthcare, education, and employment sectors. John, how do you feel about seeing more naked men? The Dong Show.
I'm so excited. I am tantalized and I am engaged and I can't wait to see these guys. No, I didn't watch the movie. I don't really care. This is one of those things where I saw the trailer for it. I went, okay, I need to go find who at the writer's strike is responsible for this and go kick him in the nards.
Okay.
He's the only one on the line that doesn't get pizza.
That's right. Taco Bell for him.
I have no interest in this. I like the movie fine, but I don't need more.
Yeah, no. I'm good. And the fact that this is on Hulu.
The fact that it's on June 14th. This is honestly just rude. Nah.
Big day for you, is it?
Big day. It's a big day. We're going to be on a cruise. Yep. It's a big day.
We're going to be on a cruise.
It's flag
Someone's
day.
Going to be tanked.
I thought it was more the flag day thing, and they were going to do a whole thing with the flags and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they will. It's a real holiday. Check the calendar.
They'll be at attention. Yeah. Oh, geez. That got weird. The Walking Dead. Dead City.
I didn't get that right away, but I got it.
AMC. Walking Dead. Dead City. June 18th. Negan and Maggie find themselves going all escape from New York. And if you saw the poster, looks just like Escape from New York. If you watch the trailer, looks just like Escape from New York. But it's different, I think. It's got zombies. Troy?
Yeah, I'm trying to be careful here because I don't think Aaron has watched the final episode yet.
No, I have not. Yeah.
Okay, maybe cover your ears for a minute.
No, just don't talk about it because I'm still going to watch it.
But it's the whole purpose of why this might actually work.
We're past the spoiler years.
It doesn't matter. Negan and Maggie are in New York. That's all that matters. Does it look good? That's all you need to talk. You don't have Mocking Dead for this.
It's the reason why Maggie comes to Negan to have him come to. That's like the critical part of this whole thing and why this show is actually going to work and why it actually looks pretty decent. Plus the big bad that they're going after in New York is actually someone that was under Negan
Is he named the Duke? I'm pretty sure his name's the Duke.
No, he's the Crod. Starts with a C. It's a weird name. The Crouch? Something
the
like that.
The Croat.
That's it.
Yeah, the Croat.
C-R-O-A-T.
I'll just call him the Duke. It's fine.
Played by one of the fantastic actors. You know, that guy. He's like that guy in every show. He was in Heroes. He was the bad guy in Heroes. In season 3 specifically. So I think that this is actually going to be halfway decent because of where things land with Negan and Maggie at the end of the proper show, the flagship show, that this is a very interesting thing because you have Negan who's basically has to come take out a guy who he trained and brought up and is more Negan than Negan and how he deals with that. And then, of course, having to work with Maggie and the stuff that they've had to work through the course of season 6 onward. I think this is going to be a really interesting character dynamic show on top of all bodies, bodies, bodies you're going to have in Manhattan.
As long as I don't have to watch all of their previous stuff, I will still watch it. Because the trailer does look good, even if it is just totally Escape from New York.
Well, like you said you were only going to watch the final episode. And I think that'll be enough of a jumping point for you for this.
Cool. Okay.
I have a question. Are there going to be more tigers?
No.
Oh.
Giant sewer rats, definitely, but not tigers.
Okay. I remember I haven't watched The Walking Dead through and through. I've watched the key episodes and read about some of it. So I just remember seeing tigers out of nowhere. And I thought that was a really interesting choice to the show.
And the piece of this is that the Croat kidnaps Maggie's kid. And that's why Maggie has to go to New York. So Maggie goes and finds Negan because Negan knows the Croat.
It all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, still looks like Escape from New York.
Which is fun still and enjoyable.
Sucks.
What'd you say?
You know, there. We
Which
do
is a
like
fun and enjoyable
like
thing.
No. John said something sucks and it better not be Escape from New York. It better have been anything.
No, I said it still looks like this sucks.
Okay. All right. I'm okay with that.
Violence was about to happen.
I know.
It was. Okay. Very
it would never insult Escape to New York directly to Aaron's face.
Good. That's fine. Do whatever you want in your private life. Just not to my face. Mm-mm. Secret Invasion. Just like Escape from New York, but with Nick Fury. Disney Plus, June 21st. It's not like Escape from New York at all. Follows Nick Fury as he learns of a covert invasion of Earth by the alien shapeshifters known as the Skrulls. Aren't they the guys that like the secret organization that Paul Walker tried to join in that one movie? He then teams up with some of his allies to come together and save humanity. This is one of those Disney shows, the Marvel shows, I'm finally interested in a Marvel show again. I haven't cared about almost any of them, but this one has got Sam Jackson back with Nick Fury's eye patch. I'm in. And plus, you know, it's got my Khaleesi's in it.
And he's standing up there going on a space station, who let these motherfucking Skrulls on my motherfucking planet?
Would be so much better.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Would be so much better.
I'm really interested to see how they roll this story out or how they make sense out of the story, because last we saw of Nick Fury and the Skrulls and Nick Fury were partnering up and doing things. So and that was in one of the stingers in one of the movies. So to see them doing the secret invasion, there's another faction of the Skrulls, and it looks like we're going to actually see the Super Skrull also, which is fascinating to pull him out of mothballs and start using him. I'm excited for this, for a lot of the characters they're bringing into this. There's a lot going around that we're going to see Daisy Johnson back in the Marvel universe, and if they do that, that'll make me really happy, because I think she's a very valuable character, and Chloe Bennett is a lot of fun to watch.
The question will be, is where in the timeline does this fall in all of the phases and stuff? Because if I remember right, it was a Skrull that was actually imitating Nick Fury on Earth, because Nick had gone up to the space station, but then he's on the space station for the Marvels, which will be coming up shortly. So it'll be interesting to see where this kind of falls into place.
It's set in the present day MCU.
So, yeah.
So
I think I covered all that,
yep,
but okay.
Yep. You're good.
I'm excited though. Samuel Jackson, anything's worth a watch.
Absolutely. I can't wait. All right. I'm a Virgo, June 23rd on Prime, which is the one channel that I think has not a lot of stuff to get really excited about, I guess. Jack Ryan? Yeah, sorry.
Real
Smitty,
close.
Schmitty Ryan?
He's got a new season coming out.
Sorry.
Yeah, December.
Jack Ryan.
Final season.
The final season comes out June 30th. So that's what I was trying to say. The final season of that show, and it ends this summer. But it just came out. Season 3 just came out in like December or whatever.
Well,
whatever.
Last summer.
Yeah. No, it came out like in December. It came out last winter. It hasn't been a year yet.
It was a weird time for it this last time.
Yep. I'm a Virgo, June 23rd. I'm Prime. The series follows Cootie, a 13-foot tall black man in California as he escapes the isolation that he grew up in and explores the real world. Stars Jarrell Jerome and Walton Goggins. Manda, this is a weird concept, but I dig it.
It's real weird. And it was at South by Southwest, mm-hmm, and it was very popular. And I guess I didn't fully understand the concept until I watched the trailer and read the description and realized I had no idea what was in my head before. I'm a little weirded out about giants. I don't know why. I realized that now, because this is the second time where I've been like, cringe. And I feel really bad and I feel very guilty about that. But there's just something about it that makes me uncomfortable. And I think, and I don't mean that from the standpoint of that, because I know how it sounds, but I think it's from the production standpoint. Like, my brain can't get past the reality that I know that this could never happen. And like, how do they fit in a house? I don't think that that's possible. And so it really bothers me, and I'm really weirded out about all of it. So I think I'm going to pass, but I heard good things at South by.
So where are you at on Bigfoot? You want to go hunt?
I know, right? I just have weird feelings about these things that are too tall. Feels like trees or something.
Too tall. All right. That's a weird take. I'm not going to lie.
I know. I understand.
That is a very weird take.
I understand. Again, I feel like most of it comes down to production, where I'm like, my brain can't get past that. I can't actually fathom and buy into the falsehood that someone could be 13 feet tall. And logistically, it doesn't make sense to me how they're fitting in a house.
Sure. Okay.
And my brain doesn't move past that point.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move past that point. The Horror of Dolores Roach Prime, July 7th. This 8-episode series based on the hit Gimlet podcast tells the story of Dolores Roach, a recently released prisoner who, after 16 years, returns to find a severely gentrified Washington Heights with $200 and the clothes on her back.
Yeah, this isn't one of those shows that I'm going to be interested in watching. This sounds a little too I don't know, little, maybe a little too heady for me. I don't know what the real words are, but
that's just the word I was thinking of too.
Yeah, this is just not up my wheelhouse. And it's Gimlet. So Gimlet, as far as a podcast network is concerned, is more miss for me than it is hit when it comes to what they're putting out. So there's nothing about this that makes me want to watch it.
I think it looks interesting, but I agree. I think it's going to be very heavy. I don't know if I want heavy in the summer. Summer's like,
that's exactly what I was thinking too. There was another show this summer that I truly was like, that would be cool, but it feels a little too heavy for me.
Mm-hmm. I like to relax in my summer.
Summer, you want it to be easy breezy, yep. Beautiful cover girl.
Don't want to think it. Too hard. Don't want to think at all, actually.
Matter of fact.
I want to watch Barbie. I want to watch the Barbie movie, man. You know what I mean? Man. Twisted Metal, Peacock, July 27th, about a motor mouth outsider offered a chance at a better life, but only if he can successfully deliver a mysterious package across the post-apocalyptic wasteland. Stars Anthony Mackie. I've already heard gamers kind of bitch about this because it's based on a video game. And I think it looks good. I don't give a shit about that. I keep hearing people tell me that there was a story in Twisted Metal. I played a couple of those games. I don't know where that story was. And I don't really care. I enjoy it.
Yeah. I recognize everything up. As soon as you see the ice cream truck, I'm like, okay, they're really going for it. This seems like the dumbest idea for a television show possible, but it's summer and I want to watch something fun, and this is definitely going to be that.
Did anyone else think that in the first, I don't know, 25 seconds of the trailer that it was a reality show about metals and gears? Okay.
Nope.
Just me then. It seems like some sort of a take or a different version of Mad Max. Like, that's the story concept that I guess I'm attaching it to. It has that same feel in the post-apocalyptic world.
Death Race 2000.
That too. I haven't played the game, so I didn't know until about 28 seconds ago, or however long ago it was. I'm not good with time. That this was based on a video game. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of interesting.
And I just want to point out, because Turnabout is fair play. Troy was first on this one, and you both talked before he had a chance to say anything.
I know. That's nice.
I didn't say anything.
I just
went after John. I figured maybe Troy didn't want to say anything.
I'm just saying.
It's all good. It's all good. I'll remember.
Never forget.
I will remember.
Did you play this one? Did you care?
Of course I played this one. This one's freaking awesome. And you know what? It's freaking awesome because you're playing as the car. You're not playing as a dude in a car. So no, this is stupid.
Okay.
Wait, so in the game, there isn't a person driving the car?
No, you're the person driving the car.
You're driving it. All it is a crash 'em up. That's all the game is.
It's a demolition. It's a demolition derby in a post-apocalyptic world where you're basically taking out a scary ass clown dude, and you just keep advancing levels, and the levels get harder and harder.
It's Mad Max.
I was wondering what the heck happened at the end of that.
But I was talking to Scott Clark, former host of the show, and he's one. I've heard this from a couple of people, not just him. But there's a story in the later games, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, who gives a shit? I don't care about a story in this game.
You had to get to Twisted Metal 4 before the story ever started. And it was like, at that point, I'm like, it's the same game. I don't want to play Twisted Metal 4.
Yeah, because all they did was smash cars.
Yeah, it was drive around an arena, collect power-ups, shoot each other, see who blows up first. It was a great party game.
Anthony Mackie, though, it's hard not to like him.
That's the only reason I may check it out. I'll give it one episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Osaka, Disney Plus.
I'm going to sock you if you don't ever get this freaking thing right.
Ahsoka.
Thank you.
Ahsoka, Disney Plus, in August. Date to be determined. The series follows Ahsoka Tano. Okay, I wasn't corrected. As she investigates an emerging threat to a vulnerable galaxy after the fall of the Galactic Empire. Stars Rosario Dawson, which is all I need to know to possibly check this out. But I am very burned out on Star Wars, and I mean that. I'm burned out on it.
I'm going to tip my hat to your being burnt out on Star Wars, but after finally watching Rebels, which is the very first since Rogue One, Rebels has been one of my favorite things that Star Wars has put out in a long, long time. And I really enjoyed the story. And this looks like it's going to be a continuation of that story. And it looks like that in continuing that story, they're going to bring in Thrawn. They're going to be bringing in a couple other characters that are representing combinations of other characters from the Timothy Zahn novels. And they explain as to why some of the characters who would be absolutely devastating to the Rebel Alliance weren't there for the battle of the Rebel Alliance, of the Battle of Endor and all that. It makes a lot of great sense as to why it's there, what they're doing. And I'm excited to see how they take this story, because if it's going to be what I, at least in the neighborhood of what I hope it is, it's going to be a good story.
Only correction, John, is that Rebels was put out a long, long time ago. I forgot the ago part because it's been out for years and it was amazing.
I hate you.
I don't know why you didn't watch it when it came out back then.
Why does it matter if you said ago? What, I don't get it. Is there like an
in-joke? It's a long, long time ago in a galaxy.
How did every Star Wars movie start?
Jesus Christ. I don't know if I'm more ashamed that I didn't get that or more ashamed that you even made the joke, that you had to try.
You should be more ashamed that you didn't get it. Yeah, because right now, Amanda didn't. I think Amanda even got it. So
I did get it.
Okay. You know what? But nobody laughed. I'm just saying, like, hey, you know? God damn it.
I just don't know why you didn't watch Rebels when it first came out, though. That's the thing that perplexes me.
Because I was tired and bored of Star Wars.
Maybe he didn't care about Osaka.
Like, rolled, like, right after Rogue One. It was, like, perfect.
I was Ahsoka. Tired.
And, Osaka.
So...
No, you know, you know what I love to drink when I go to Japanese restaurants? Osaki.
Get out of here. You're fired.
It's delicious.
That's her Padawan. Her Padawan that she's, like, raised up.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, it does look cool. Looks cool. And Rosario Dawson will get me to at least check out the first episode. Barbie Dreamhouse Challenge, HDTV. Yeah, I'm mentioning it. It's punctuated by celebrity guests, pop culture history, and a plethora of Barbie surprises. Barbie Dreamhouse Challenge will be hosted by supermodel, designer, author, and entrepreneur Ashley Graham. Pretty sure she wrote that shit herself. And feature 8 teams of HDTV superstars. They transform a Southern California home into a real-life Barbie Dreamhouse. Why am I mentioning it? Because people love these fucking shows. That's why. I don't care about this at all. But everybody I know loves this shit. They eat it up. They love it. So there you go. Barbie Dreamhouse Challenge is coming to HDTV. I hope you love it, and I hope it's great.
Which means it'll probably also come to Max.
I don't have any idea.
Fingers crossed, because I actually really do like these house
See?
TV shows. It's one of the only reality shows that I'll ever watch are the types about like flipping houses and buying houses on like a $14,000 budget, and they're buying a $1 million house. Yeah.
I got 10 grand to fix up the $6 million home. I sure hope it's livable when I get done.
That's why I'm like torn about the Mogwai show, because I could have this plethora of like backlog of house flipping shows to watch when Max launches on the 23rd of May.
Tell me why this trailer was narrated like it's from the 90s, though. That was embarrassing.
Because it's a Barbie.
We should be ashamed.
Thing. Yeah, it's a Barbie
I know,
theme.
But we should still be ashamed.
It actually looks decent if you like these kinds of shows. I don't.
Yeah,
but I
think it looks interesting. Yeah.
It's good. It's good. Good marketing tie-in too, because of the Barbie movie.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought. I thought that was the whole purpose behind
Barbie
it.
Movie even more. All right.
Not that you really needed to be sold on Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
No, I really. As soon as they said Margot Robbie, I was in. And then
they said you said it's either Meryl Streep or Margot Robbie,
said,
and I'm in.
Ma, and I said Margot Robbie, I'm in. Last one, last new show, True Detective, Night Country. They're bringing this one back. It's not really new, but it's an extension, so it's kind of new with new cast. HBO Max, Night Country. I'm sorry. Max, Night Country is set in Alaska when a group of men disappear. Jodie Foster is at the helm of this investigation, and I love Alaska. I love detective shows. I'm intrigued. And Jodie Foster, one of the best actresses of our time.
And Mahershala Ali was wonderful.
No, he's not in this.
Oh, I thought he was.
He was in the last iteration of True Detective.
Last one.
Oh, that's a bummer. Well, I was really looking for him.
No, he's busy waiting for Blade to start shooting. He ain't got time for that shit.
I did see the trailer for this, though, and Jodie Foster is killing it. This looks like a really great show. Mm-hmm. And also from because I haven't watched consistently of any of the True Detective. I've seen a couple episodes, but it seems consistent in the quality and production and story that the other seasons have, which I feel like is the mark of a good series. Haha, tying back to trilogies from a couple of episodes ago.
Well, there you go.
You know how we know you didn't watch any of the other shows of True Detective?
How? Because they're all different?
Yes.
But I said the production quality. Show. I said
right, but you assumed Mahershala.
It's because I checked the cast and his name is listed for this specific season.
All right. Yeah. Maybe he does a cameo or something, but I don't think he's.
I don't know.
Or hand off.
I take it back though. I take my snarkiness back.
I'll leave it up there. I hope, you know what? I hope he's in it, and then we just all look stupid. Except
for your sake. Hope he's in it because I really love him as an actor.
I'm still stoked for his Blade movie. I just hope it gets made.
Just stoked that I heard Jodie Foster.
Mm-hmm.
Joe for show.
She
don't ever do that again.
Fantastic. Yeah. Whatever that was, I don't know what was happening. But
and then the hand signal that just happened afterwards, like you are. We need to abandon this immediately.
He thought he was going
call the police.
Thought he was going on tour with Ice Cube after this.
We have an emergency.
All right. We've talked a lot about new shows. Any returning shows you're stoked for, Troy? What do you
Hell
got?
Hell yeah!
What?
How I Met Your Father continues season 2 on May 23rd. Also, you're going to get some more Trek. That's right, Strange New World season 2 drops on June 15th on Paramount Plus.
Mm.
And the Angels and Demons are back. Good Omens returns to destroy the world one more time. Season 2, July 28th on Amazon.
You think they can recapture that glory?
I think so. They're funny dudes. They're funny. They work good together. Okay. I like it.
I'm just asking. Amanda, what about you? Returning shows?
There's not too much that I'm crazy about. Never Have I Ever. I don't know why, but every time the season comes out, I watch it and I really enjoy it. And then I realize later that is very young adult, but it's still really good and I enjoy it. So it's a guilty pleasure of mine. And then The Bear, looking forward to another season of that.
I keep hearing my friend Dennis mentioned
it. I don't think you'd like it.
My friend Dennis mentioned it to me and he doesn't like watch anything I like. And he said, I think you'd like it.
Well, he's your best friend. He would know. But I don't think you were crazy about Shameless. And he's literally the exact same character as he was in Shameless.
Oh.
So I don't think that this, like, you don't seem to be drawn to the things that you grew up around.
I'm not. Nope.
And I feel like you would have too many connections to some of the things in that show.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you were like a cook or anything, but some of the other things. Okay. Banquet dinners are not the same thing.
Latchkey kid. I cooked a lot of meals, believe it or not.
But I don't know. Try it out. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't know that it's... I don't know. I'm curious if you'd like it or not now.
Now I'm intrigued.
Amanda, for like Never Have I Ever, do you have that same reaction to you when it's over?
I do. That I feel guilty and ashamed that I enjoy it.
You should.
Because I'm like, this isn't great, but I'm here.
Is this why we still watch Grey's?
Hello, you.
Don't even get me started on Grey's.
It got this renewed again.
Dude, it's unreal. It is unreal. The show is so stupid. I still watch it, but it is so stupid. It is beyond ridiculous.
And who do you have to blame, you guys, for this? Who
we have
fault
us to blame.
Is this that you just
I blame it. Shonda because I feel like the show went down when she left. Let's be honest.
Oh, how did you guys keep on watching a Shonda Rhimes show without Shonda Rhimes?
Truly, that's what I'm saying, man.
He's asking you a legitimate question. Neither one of you can
answer. I don't have an answer to it.
Completionist.
I don't know.
Completionist. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
It's Camilla Luddington.
It's not even completion. It's almost like it's just a habit.
Look. Troy should already know better because they're still watching Blacklist and their boy left that show a year ago.
Yeah.
2 years. Only 2 years. Okay. Shonda's been gone
the
for like a decade.
The story left that show.
I would have left the show like at season 6, but you know, that's a whole other story.
No, like Amanda said, Grey's is just a comfort food because it's like you turn it on Friday morning on Hulu and it lets you sleep in an extra hour. It's my like, it's my fallback sleep show.
I don't get it. I loved Hawaii Five-0. And when I lost some interest, I just stopped. And I keep coming back. I just want to finish season 10 finally and see the end of it. And I still enjoy it when I watch it, but I lost a lot of. So I stopped watching it as it aired.
Hey, let me ask you, have you ever been in a toxic codependent relationship?
That's me and Shonda Rhimes.
I left.
That's exactly what
obviously
this is.
Not. She's not there anymore.
No, but it's us with Grey's Anatomy.
She left and I'm still here.
She left and you're still obsessed.
It's like you're in a bad relationship. The girl/guy, whatever, leaves you and you just hang out at the house waiting for him to come back like a freak.
And they walk by with like their new boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever and you're just sitting there waiting. And you're like, okay, I guess you've moved on now.
Be back. I'm going to stay like here.
Pining after Lincoln.
Yeah,
I can't quit on you.
Get them together, by the way. What is going on?
Dangerous. Anyway, I can't do Grey's Anatomy. I just can't.
Well, okay. Speaking John. Of toxic relationships, I am excited about Witcher Season 3 on Netflix, June 29th.
I can't wait for the transition to Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, it's going to be the last season I'll probably watch this show because I'm not sticking with it past Cavill leaving. I'm just not doing it. It's just, I mean, I might be wrong, but you guys can make fun of me later when it doesn't happen, but I'm not sticking with the show without Cavill. And then What We Do in the Shadows Season 5, they haven't exactly said what date, but they just said it's going to be this summer.
Excited. I'm excited for Only Murders in the Building Season 3, August 8th on Hulu. Can't wait. Meryl Streep.
That counts as summer?
August 8th? Yeah.
Yeah. School's not back in session yet. School starts a week later.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's maybe for you.
Summer. I'm sorry. You don't know how calendars work. But that's Meryl Streep, Paul Rudd, the phenomenal cast, phenomenal show. It's one of my favorite shows. It's really shot to the top of what I love on television. I can't wait. Warrior Season 3 is finally coming to Max June 29th. I can't stress it enough. If you haven't watched the first two seasons of Warrior, go do it. It's on Max right now, or HBO Max as it's currently known. It's about Asian immigrants in the early 1900s, I think. And it's based off of Bruce Lee's own story. His daughter is actually producing it. It's a fantastic action show. The action set pieces are phenomenal. For television, it's really phenomenal and brutal. And yeah, there's a lot of sex in there too, but it's just a great show. I love Warrior. So good. And coming July 18th, I just got the date. I'm so excited. Raylan Givens is going back to television. Justified City Primeval is coming to FX and Hulu this summer. Raylan is going to Detroit, and he's taken on his worst enemy, supposedly worse than Boyd Crowder, who's not in this series. This is basically a new series, a limited series. It's only
interesting
for this particular section. It's based on Elmer Leonard's, allegedly his masterwork in terms of Raylan Givens. So it's a fantastic story, and the showrunners wanted to stress to everyone in all their press conferences, Raylan can die in this show. He was definitely...
Let's not stress that.
They were just letting you know this is a different story and Raylan can die. Now, I will be pissed if something like that were to happen, but it's possible. And I've already seen
That's wrong.
Freaking trailer for it is out. He's just picking up his hat. Oh, I'm just glad to be back. But it's not going to be in the Hala anymore. It's going to be in Detroit.
So I hadn't seen the trailer for that. I am all on board. For those who didn't know, I finally watched that show after many, 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 many years of Aaron continuously claiming that it was such a fantastic show. And so I finally watched it, and despite all of my disbelief, turned into loving it because it's such a good show and one of the better recommendations I've gotten over the years. And so now I'm really looking forward to it. And if Aaron has a thumbs of approval on a trailer for it, then I'm good.
It's the kind of trailer I needed. It doesn't show you anything that's going on in the show.
Love that.
Yes. It's just letting you know Raylan's back, his hat's back, and he's in Detroit. That's it.
Oh my God, I love that. And I love that they focused on the hat.
I still got to watch that first season, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Do it immediately.
Dickhead.
I was about to say that thank God for the writer's strike because I'm going to have some time to be able to sit down and watch this whole series. God.
Oh my God. It keeps happening, we might not get the show.
It's on, I think the whole series is on Hulu, actually. So you can,
it is.
Yeah, you can watch the whole series on Hulu. And man, it's just
Phenomenal
TV.
Just, we have enough time to rewatch it, Aaron.
I might.
You know what? Aaron's not going to rewatch it because Aaron went on a whole tirade about how rewatching stuff is stupid.
He rewatches Psych all the time, I betcha.
Now he's
agreeing with my definition.
Guys,
watching an episode.
You know what? Thanks for listening. Go check out all the summer TV. And we're going to head on out of here. So remember, go to thehollywoodoutsider.com and rate and subscribe us on your preferred podcast app. Thanks, everybody. We are off Memorial Day week, so enjoy The Little Mermaid. Under the Sea and all that shit. And remember the next time you head to a theater and stream comfortably on your couch, go buy some fucking popcorn.
Hey, did you guys, did you guys talk in the last episode about AMC popcorn?
No, we didn't.
We talked about
AMC has popcorn. You can buy popcorn and literally stream comfortably from your couch. You can buy movie theater popcorn.
But it's really not movie theater popcorn.
It's not really
popcorn.
Movie theater popcorn. It's just brand new.
It's bagged.
I'm going to try
popcorn.
It.
I can bet bag you up can't some tell popcorn the from the movie theater and sell it to you.
Do it then. Start a side hustle.
I will. Jesus. I'm going to go to my couch.
The one thing we didn't talk about was the announcement that Hulu and Disney are merging.
Because it's actually just an add-on. It's like Showtime on your Prime.
Oh, it's going to be like a one new app. They're going to keep the original apps, but there's going to be a new app.
I think they came out and corrected it and said that it's supposed to be... I could be wrong, but...
Ooh, I love debates.
But I'm going
to... From the way I understood it is that they're combining everything into one app because they want the app lock-in, so you're not leaving the app and coming back into the app between the three platforms.
But I don't think it's you're paying one price. It's two separate prices. They're just in one app.
What?
Yeah, you got to buy the bundle.
Yeah. It's just like if you go on Prime, you can get Showtime added to your Prime app or Paramount Plus added to that. That's what
I guess it's really all the big selling point is just the convenience of accessing them both through the same platform then, right?
Yep.
Like that's okay.
You go to Max and you get your HBO, you get your HGTVs and
Wait, hold on. How does it work if you get discounts for both of those?
You get discounts for none of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
They probably charge you double.
They'll convert your existing plans and then
when
your plan's up, then they'll adjust it after your plan is
up. Bob Iger's like, we gotta finance a new Reedy Creek.
I'll use two different apps, man, because I'm gonna save a lot more money that way.
Because I had a discount for Disney. And I had full price for Hulu, and then I bought the bundle because it was actually going to be cheaper for me to buy the bundle than it was to buy the two services individually when the Disney ran out.
I might get the bundle.
Again, this goes back to have better friends.
Right on.
I'm just cracking up over Bob Iger being like, oh, we got to refinance moving Disney.